This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. The late Nelson Mandela called education the most powerful weapon which can be used to change the world. But the pandemic could be destroying this opportunity for students in Malaysia. The Education Ministry announced that since the first lockdown in March of 2020 to July this year, more than 21,000 students have dropped out of school before completing their period of basic education.
This constitutes about 0.2% of the students in Malaysia. Another worrying fact is that since 2020, 445 youths have left school to get married, and 92% of them are girls. It's one of the aspirations outlined in the Malaysia Education Blueprint 2030 to 2025 is 100% of enrollment across all education levels by 2020. So, what gaps need to be addressed to ensure our students' education remains uncompromised?
So, for more on this, we speak to Shahnaz Al-Sadat, Chairperson of Leap Ed Services. Shahnaz, good morning. Thanks so much for speaking to us. Can you help provide some context on the relative school dropouts before and after the pandemic? Are we seeing an increased rate of school dropouts because of this COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, hi, good morning. I hope you can hear me.
Absolutely, loud and clear.
All right. Well, yes, it's very interesting about the statistics that you were saying, because 0.2% doesn't tell you much, actually. The dropout rates, I think that we kind of need to watch, is actually the completion rates of the secondary school. Malaysia has been trending about 92%, so we, you know, pre-pandemic, so it's about 8% dropout. Today, I think MOE has not been offering any of that data, right? Because they could have easily seen SPM this year, I mean the 2021, and then seeing whether that number has shown, worse or not. This particular number that they've calculated, the 20,000, it's not very clear. It's quite vague about what it consists of. And even the denominator doesn't seem to make sense because it's calculated based on 10 million students. We only have 5 million students in the country. But anyway, I think I must admit that integrity and analytics and transparency of data is not a Ministry of Education's strongest suit. In this last decade, so we need to look at the ground, actually. And I think based on our experience or LeapEd as a social enterprise and the other entity that I'm a founding trustee of, which is Teach for Malaysia, looking at the ground, we can see quite varying situation school by school. Particularly in the secondary schools, I think primary schools, I think there's still some significant changes in terms of dropout, but I don't think it's too significant. But for the secondary schools, we have situation where maybe pre-pandemic is showing like 1%, but now showing that more than 10%. So that's 10 times more. So, so the question for us is that, how do we make sure, and dropout is post-event. I think what's important is that you also address drop-off, right? Which means during this pandemic, there are students who are not getting the learnings rate that they should be. That means they're learning losses, and they're probably left behind. And these are great indicator of the dropout numbers in the future.
Okay, so Shahnaz, we get a view or we get a sense that basically the data is really incomplete, right? We don't know where these students are, whether they're urban, rural, or primary versus secondary. But help us understand, how important is it for us to actually have this data so that we can address the situation?
Well, I still think that I think at the end of the day, as I said, because it's very varying school to school. So I think it's still very much more important at school level that this data is captured and analyzed and addressed. Systemic data will tell you like direction, right? But it may not give you the details. And honestly speaking, I mean, Ministry of Education have EMIS, which is Education Management Information System, that's actually identified the students by their identifier. So this is not something that cannot be done. But what we need to help the schools to do is that, look at this data and then address proactively, that means before it happens, and maybe need to be a bit more targeted rather than a broad brush initiative. For example, I mean, the 15, 16 and 17 years old are probably at the higher risk at the moment, because if you are already left behind at this stage, the chances that they will drop out. You know, the 10 times that what we are seeing is that because kids either have given up or they have to help their parents, so they actually go out working. So you will see a large number of unskilled workers actually coming through, you know, into our system, probably back to the pre-2015 numbers. So how do you make sure that these kids are still supported? You know, one is that if possible, managing the learning losses so that they don't drop out. But even if they are going to be so, how do you make sure that they still have the skills that's necessary actually to continue, right?
So then I guess, you know, it's very interesting because it's down to the individual and solution at the respective level. Do you think we need to see more decentralization of power for the local authorities or even the local school districts and schools to address the issue rather than being hamstrung with what's being done and managed centrally at the ministry?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't even think it's actually possible to do centralized at the moment. But you see, devolving, empowering or giving empowerment, you know, it's not about just leaving them alone, actually. It's about, yes, empower and then giving them enough in the framework or giving enough them room and support, actually, you know, the differentiated support that you need to give depending on those situations. That at the moment, I'm speaking from a position of not knowing, to be honest, because we are on the ground, so we can only see what comes to us, right? But we are not seeing that completely. So schools are trying to address this on their own. There is no systemic way of targeting, right? And yes, they say that, oh, we will empower the district, state, and all that. But what does the state and district actually, how do they actually support school leaders and teachers are not very clear. And to be honest, if these are the numbers that they're spewing out, that means there's some sort of denial, is it? Or is it, you know, it starts with acceptance, right? So, you know, I mean, Malaysia has the thing is, you know, it's not a blame game. I mean, nobody can blame pandemic on MOE, right? It's not MOE's fault. And it is a disruption. We learn things in the last 2 years, little by little, right? It's not as if what we know today, we knew within the last 24 months. So we don't expect perfection. But we know we have among the highest school closure period. And I know when means school closure is physical closure, but schools still continue on. But you know there is a difference, right? And there'll be a drop off. So we know all that. I think it's better if MOE accept that there is a situation and gathering and helping your schools to identify this data and how to actually support and differentiate it, you know, identify right. those that maybe you can deprioritize and identify those that how you want to prioritize. I don't think people will blame MOE if they come out and say that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very true. I think we're all on the same page in that we want to provide the best education for our children in whatever circumstances. Shahnaz, we have about a minute left on the time for you. Could you maybe, do you have any recommendations, any policy measures that the government should be looking at to assist these school dropouts?
Well, yeah, okay. So the realisticness is that there is actually an increased number of students that require this intervention support, particularly, you know, in the later years, as I said, the 15, 16, 17. And maybe MOE is not able to actually cater based on their existing manpower. But I would think, I mean, like Teach for Malaysia, for example, has an education recovery for students, and LeapEd has an education recovery for for teachers. You know, I honestly think that is we can have a conversation about how to support the system as a whole. Right now, I think there's a bit of a stand of like we can take care of ourselves. I don't think that's why I say don't feel like people criticizing you. Actually, we are trying to give you support. And at the times when there's actually accumulation of this issue, I think we can address this together, you know, rather than it's not a blame game. It's about like, how do we collaboratively work and use each other's strength to address this? I wish we have more conversations around that, actually.
Okay. Shahnaz, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. That was Shahnaz Al-Sadat, chairperson of LEAP Ed Services, giving us her take on what the situation is regarding school dropouts and what really needs to be done to help stem this issue, because it's a serious issue, one that's been existing even pre-pandemic.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.